Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, we're ready to rumble.
Welcome to Miami.
Okay, should
what?
I tell
you? What was that?
Manatee, I'm out of Miami.
You're such a linguist. Cunny linguist.
Aer lingus.
You sound like you've got some sort of weird lift when you speak Spanish.
Should we try and do that? There's a trend that I've seen on, like, TikTok, right?
Oh, surprise.
What century do you live in?
This one.
Good. I'm glad, because I don't.
Quite clearly this one. You fucking idiot.
No, there's a trend, right, where I have to say something, so I go...
Just grow old gracefully, mate.
There's a trend.
Just let it happen.
Shut
start
up.
Start trying to stay young.
There's a trend where I sort of go, I wore a hat. And then...
Fuck, you're so hip, man.
I have got a sore hip. But yeah, there's a trend. So I rhyme something, and then you have to rhyme it back to me using the last thing I rhyme. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
You're so fucking... I need to hang out with you more often. I need to stay youthful.
So basically, I'll say something. Hey, you saw that hat. And then you'll go, chat, don't talk about Matt. And I'll go, oh God.
Man,
I meant to rhyme it.
Let's just like stick to what we know.
Well, I don't know what I know. What do I know about life? I don't know.
Let's just have a chat. You and I just talk.
Let's
not force any...
I went to this
TikTok stuff on.
Okay, fine. You private parties don't like that anyway. Sorry, that was me getting old in about a second. Big old. Hey, so did you just decide? Like it was the end of your life. You just sighed. Well, you just went this.
We've got these people doing roadworks. I think Lord Saruman is trying to.
No, I can't hear any roadworks.
Trying to get. They're not here in my flat. I think Lord Saruman's trying to get... Saruman is trying to get some orichai from underneath my bed. They're literally drilling at like 6 in the morning. It's so
trying
fucking,
to get some orichai. The orcs.
You know that bit where they tunnel down deep into the earth and they're literally just making this fucking racket.
And why are they tunneling? For what reason?
To get orichai. You know those guys that come out of the...
They're called orichai.
No, the orcs are the main guys, but they're like the elite ones are called the orichai, and they come out and they're like... It's so like you in the morning with your fucking bad breath.
That's what the noise I would make if I came out of the earth.
Reminds me of when we went camping on Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
And
We shared a tent.
You got fucking hammered. The most drunk. You used to call it camping drunk for a while because that was like it set the precedent for getting wasted.
And we
shared a tent. And I don't think I was that matey with you at that stage. I think we got along, but I don't know if we were like best buds.
Oh, like Jesus.
Well, no, mainly because
you just shared a tent. What are you on about?
You were dating my first ever girlfriend at the time.
I wasn't dating her.
Well, you tried to.
She had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She was playing me. Yeah,
you
baby.
Got dumb.
You got dumb.
Anyway, the tent collapsed in the night, and I woke up, and I'd never been so hit with like the worst pungent fragrance, and it was your breath. I literally scrambled to get out of the tent, like, oh God, help! And you were like, no, stay in.
It's warm in here.
Soak it up.
If you like me, you gotta like everything about me.
Yeah, but pretty, pretty pungy.
Yeah, the tent collapsed on us. We woke up and the tent was just a sheet on top of us.
That was when Louise Thompson tried to throw herself in the fire. She's like, so, this is a sort of ceremony because what happened?
She,
I think her and Andy were going through something, a bad time.
Yeah, so Andy, Jordan and her were going through a bad time. And so she
got really hammered and I think wanted to create a scene.
And she fell back onto the fire.
The production had, like, they just finally left us to our own devices because they were kind of, like, looking after us because we were in the middle of nowhere camping and we couldn't be trusted. And they finally walk off and we're like, okay, sick, like, let's have some fun. And literally within 5 seconds,
she threw herself.
Louise Thompson throwing herself on the fire and had become, like, a witch, like, burning.
We had set up this big bonfire in the middle, hadn't we? And she fell backwards and everyone, oh my God, she got up, went, ha, 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 ha. What the hell is going on?
I don't think we set it up. I don't think between us, any of us were capable of it.
Creating a fire. Honestly.
Not that drunk.
That's why when someone says, if you went to a desert island, what do you go? Oh, I'd take a piece of flint. What the fuck would I do with a bit of flint? I wouldn't have any clue. I would have no clue. A bit of flint and some kindling.
A bit of flint off.
I'd take Freddie Flint off and some kindling.
Because he's good at playing cricket and we'd have a right laugh. Yeah.
What sports?
Speaking of fire, we want to make this carbon neutral, don't we? This podcast.
Oh, can we mention that now?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to mention it. Yeah.
Stop trying to, you know, put a...
So I had an email about
it. So trying to censor what we talk about.
Well, I know. I had... we had this plan, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, no, look, finally you gave in to my advice.
Well, making it carbon
saying,
neutral.
Saying, look, mate, I've been phoning you every morning saying, look, dude, we need to make this carbon neutral. And you go, yeah, shut up. You drive
that
here.
That is
you drive
so
here,
not
you drive
true.
Here in your tank just setting off bonfires.
That is not
wherever you can,
true
just releasing at carbon all. At any sort of possible moment.
No, not true at all. So... Candy Kittens, my sweet business. We're carbon neutral.
Oh, we get it.
Yeah.
Just, we get it. You've I'm got just, a fucking sweet business.
I'm just explaining.
Every podcast.
I'm just explaining.
People know what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but I'm explaining
now.
What
it's
it is.
It's in every bloody shot.
Okay, yeah.
It annoys me every time I go in. God.
Speaking to you. Hello.
Your look face at, looking at me going, ah,
hello,
money.
Look, money.
So much richer than you.
Like talks to
so
you.
I punch the bags when I go.
Okay, so what we want to do, we're all about saving the planet.
You can't say that.
Here we are.
You've literally just decided one day.
No.
You're not all about it.
Well, no.
Predominantly making money. Second, after that's out of the way, after you've made as much money as possible, then we'll look after
no.
the planet.
So Candy Kittens, my sweet business, is becoming a B Corp, which is planet and profit. No, planet.
Sick. Tell the people what it is, Jamie.
It's planet Preach. And people over profit. Or equals anything. Anyway, long story short.
So have your profit sort of taken a hit since?
Yeah, profit always takes a hit. Margins. Profit margins take a hit.
You hit people when the profit's down.
Yeah. Fuck you. Here's my profit.
Sorry. I think it was a surprise guest.
Yeah, sorry. And welcome.
It's Greta.
It's Greta Thunberg.
It's Greta Thunberg, Greta's cousin. She actually, conversely, she hates the planet. And she's campaigning very aggressively to try and speed up global warming.
It's Greta.
They never got on as kids.
It's Greta Thunberg. The evil twin.
The evil cousin. As you know, evil twin's better.
Whenever we talk about carbon neutral, here comes Greta Thunberg.
She's just flown in on her jumbo jet. It was just her and a load of dead wild animals that she'd killed on the way over.
Whole
strangled
shit, it's
a load of rare gorillas.
Strangled a gorilla.
I think someone needs to.
How would you strike?
Fucking hard work, but she's so evil that she's capable of it.
God,
it's literally like one of the worst animals to try and.
It's the worst tactic. How are you going to kill that gorilla, Bretta? I'm going to strangle it.
She's fucking evil, man. She's a terrible, terrible tyrant. I might go as Bretta for
God,
Halloween.
Stop it. Oh my God.
You're going to have a seizure.
Oh, my God. I haven't laughed that hard in a while.
It's good to see you happy again, because you've not been for a while. God.
Brad's a thumpback. He strangles Grimace.
Jesus. Oh, right, you're going to calm down now.
Oh, God.
Okay. Do you think anyone's ever actually strangled a
No, girl? It'd be the hardest thing to strangle. That's in a, like a hippo.
You can strangle a rhino because its neck's so big. You have to really get it like a, you have to give it a noogie.
On its horn?
What is she noogies rhinos?
Beretta Thunberg.
Giving giraffes Chinese burns on their long legs.
Okay,
what
so
were we talking about? Why did we get to
so
that?
I was talking about.
Oh, we're turning this podcast green.
Yeah, we're turning this podcast carbon neutral. So we like.
You're going to have to change your method of transport.
Well, you have to you take the tube. That's way worse.
Oh, it's communal travelling.
The whole point of becoming carbon neutral is you offset your carbon
the best
emissions.
Thing is to just not release any.
Yeah, but that's impossible. Right. We all release them the whole time. You make toast in the morning, you're releasing
it. You get off more methane emissions.
Yeah, that is true.
You poo a lot, actually.
I poo all the time.
Maybe we could harness that.
I poo all the time. And the loos in my flat...
How many loos have you got?
Three.
You know, in my flat, I've got two loos that look at each other.
No,
so you can basically like stare intently in someone's eyes whilst you're taking a shit together. It's really weird.
You and Brett are doing that.
Me and Brett at Bloomberg.
So anyway, so the we want to make this podcast carbon neutral, which basically means that we calculate our carbon emissions that we're emitting,
yeah,
and then we offset them. It's kind of a complicated process, but it's important. I think a lot of people do it. So
you can do that with your Instagram as well, because you know data storage and servers actually emit quite a lot of carbon.
Yeah, all of this stuff is a good thing to do. So it's kind of a hard way to do it. So we chatted to people called Climate Partner, and they have said sounds like a really interesting project and a unique USP. Apparently, no one's doing this at the moment. Apparently, we'd be the pretty much the first green podcast out there, which I think is a really cool thing that we could hold our hands up and say, "Hey, mofos out there, not doing that.
You ain't going to be allowed to fly first class anymore, buddy." That's not very carbon.
Yeah, but what you do is I didn't fly first class.
You can't offset everything. Yeah, it's just pushing the problem to another day.
You offset
everything. It's obviously good to do, but I think you probably are going to take it too far. You're going to start emitting more emissions just because you know you can offset it.
Anyway, so the good thing is to all you listeners who are listening to this podcast, we're starting the process now. So you can tell all of your friends that when you listen to this podcast, don't worry, you're listening to a carbon neutral podcast. So not only are you listening to it for free, you're also saving the planet. Isn't that cool? That's a freaking cool statement.
Yeah, I'm
you said it like, yeah, like it's...
No, it's really cool.
There we go. So say it better. Say it, that's cool.
Yeah. That's shit. Fucking awesome, man. No, it is good. It is good.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you know what I went and saw last night?
Who you went and saw?
I went and watched a movie last night.
No way.
So my friend Molly, who is married to our friend Toby, who mm-hmm. we know, she worked as PR for me. And I was invited to this premiere of... Do you ever watch Free Solo?
No, what's that?
That's the one where the guy, he climbed Yosemite with what was it? You know, he climbed Yosemite. Have you guys seen Free Solo? Have you never seen Free Solo?
No.
Oh my God, mate.
Sorry, man.
So it's about a guy, incredible guy, I can't remember his name, who climbed the hardest rock face to climb in the world with no ropes, nothing.
Wow.
So completely free solo. It's never been done before. And he did it. It filmed the whole thing going up.
Sounds terrifying.
It's unbelievable. If you haven't watched it, it's incredible.
I'll
National Geographic
go now and watch it.
Documentary. So anyway, they have just released a new one. So Jackie Chin, I think, is the director. Anyway, they directed Free...
Jackie Chin. Shut up.
I think it's Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan with a massive chin.
So
judo chopping people with his chin. Jackie Chin. He can't be called that.
Jackie Chin. Okay, Free Solo.
Sounds like a Family Guy character.
Yeah, Jackie Chin. Free Solo, it was directed... Jimmy Chin. Alex Honnold. Anyway, long story short, Jimmy Chin and his wife, who do the movies together, they have done this new one, which is called Rescue, which is, I don't remember if you remember it, the Thai boys, the football team, got stuck in the cave. And we had to
get the
school kids for the wild boar football team. And they were stuck in there for 16 days and they had to come out. And how they got out is we had cave divers go in and take them out.
Yeah, well, that's when Elon Musk tried to get involved. And then he started...
Called him a paedophile.
He started slating this British guy who was like one of the cave divers. Started calling him a pedo on.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
Yeah. But it's an incredible... It's called Rescue. It's insane. And it just shows like the process of how to get these kids out. They had to use ketamine to sedate them. So, because otherwise they're freaked out because the holes are so small, we can't see what you're doing. It took two hours.
Drugged up school kids down in a cave.
Yeah. Honestly, it was the most incredible thing. But then what they do is they do a Q&A afterwards.
The kids, high off their face.
No. The kids didn't. But they sit on stage and do a Q&A, which is normally quite fun, but the questions being asked are really weird. And I was sitting next to the one and only Mr. Michael Whitehall, who is...
Is that Jack Whitehall's dad?
Jack's Whitehall's dad.
Oh, nice.
Who, when the questions were just... Because it was normally Q&As, the movie was fantastic. The questions went on and on and on. And he leaned over to me and he went, "This is what you call an anti-climax."
Shut up.
I fucking lost it. You know when you're at school?
When
you're at school, I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop. I got the hysterics in the audience. I was back at school.
Two old men just...
cackling.
Cackling in the back.
He's a complete legend, actually. Shout out to Michael Whitehall.
Yeah, he's good.
Anyway, we then went for dinner afterwards.
Yeah.
Me and him, people. So it sounds like I had this wild time. And I chipped my tooth on a piece of bread.
Fuck. Those veneers are really starting to fall apart. How do you chip
your
tooth? Was it, a hard French baguette?
It was a soft Hovis? It was a piece of mighty white. Anyway, hello, private parters. Welcome to our bonus episode. Once again, I'm going to say it, people were freaking loving these bonus episodes. So thank you for all of your... You were getting emails through and comments and...
Finally, the email is starting to kick off again. Because you were worried at one point, weren't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you were freaking.
We're going to make an announcement about you soon as well. I don't think you know this.
Well, I'm marrying Bretta.
We're going to make an announcement about you soon, which is really... You don't know this, but I know this.
What?
I can't tell you.
You can't announce it without telling me.
Yeah, I'm not going to announce it yet, but
it's exciting.
I might
disagree with what you're announcing.
Well, no, you'll agree.
Yeah, you'll agree. I'm excited.
Okay, so we have an email in. Now, as always, if you would like to email us, we would very much love to hear from you. Please send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Send us some stories about the episode, some comments, anything at all, some funny stories, some scary stories, some witty stories, some silly stories, anything at all. We want to hear from you. But we have one which is great. This is a callback to the episode with Olivia Bentley where I spoke about... some tantric...
This is great.
Some tantric sex
really
that I tried out once. God, I don't know how to word this. Where you lie on the front, you put your penis. Whisper it between your legs, it's like a tail.
Definitely better to, yeah, to say it like
put
that.
Put your penis, yeah, penis.
Penis.
Penis in between your legs, like a tail, while your girlfriend... oh, God, this is... You know what I'm
doesn't have to be a girlfriend.
It could be anything you want.
Could be a gorilla, if, you, could be if they're not all dead.
Could be a gorilla.
You could be strangling it at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Some kinky shit.
Anyway, tantra sex, you put your penis between your legs like a tail, and then you get your girlfriend to pleasure you from behind. Oh, God. And you basically, it's a tantric sex. Anyway, you spoke about living better with this.
Can you do it to yourself?
You reach how long are your arms?
Wow.
You reach.
You'd be like, yeah, I reckon you'd probably kick, couldn't you?
No, I don't think it works.
My dick's so long, I can't get around there. Don't you?
No, it just doesn't.
You've tried. I mean, come on, if it was that good, you'd definitely try.
I don't know, but you know what I mean. So you lie front your.
I've never done this.
You lie front down. You put your penis between your legs. Your girlfriend tantric sex massages your penis while it's between your legs, and you basically levitate. It's a thing. Anyway, a wonderful couple have tried this out, and they've emailed us. Alex, take it away.
Okay, hi boys. My fiance and I absolutely love your podcast. We listen to it together in my car once a week. Well, tonight we listened to your recent podcast with Liv Bentley, and I was intrigued about the hand job position you mentioned that made you levitate. Jamie, in brackets, lay on your tummy, tuck your pee between your legs, etc. Now as I'm writing this, I realize this sounds more like a piss take. Anyways, I decided to ask my fiance if I could try it out on him. He thoroughly enjoyed, and things became adventurous. One thing led to another, and well, we started getting into it. So we're getting to the good part, and genuinely, it's a beautiful moment. I have light tears, and I have light tears.
Light tears. Really bright tears.
crying onto his penis. Yeah. I have light tears, and he seems to be in a state of what one could only describe as sweet, sweet bliss.
It's amazing.
My fiance then springs up from the bed as if struck by lightning, begins to have a panic attack, and ends up vomiting in the toilet whilst I rub his back and pass him water. Didn't even get to finish the good part. His explanation? Apparently it felt so good that he felt out of body and completely in the moment.
Yes.
He then became aware of how out of body he felt, had a panic attack and projectile vomited in our bathroom.
Yes.
Sex position, 9 out of 10.
Honestly, kid you not.
You don't need ayahuasca. Just get wanked off between your legs.
You get wanked off between your legs with, like, obviously use lube or whatever. And God, I can't
believe. Don't need lube. You get cry, get
but
tears.
But I swear to God, it's like you levitate. Or you people out there, try it on your partners. Or anyone or two.
Go and ask a stranger in the street.
A one-night stand. Do it on a one-night stand, and they will be like, this is the best one-night stand I have ever had.
Well, not if they vomit and freak out.
Yeah, you jump out the window. It's a weird sort of out-of-body... It feels bizarrely great.
Like you can fly, so you jump out the window.
Yeah, it's insane. It's quite weird, though. When you're in a relationship that long, right, what happens is that
You have to try out...
You try everything, but almost... I always find... Do you find this? When you're at the beginning of a relationship, you're almost a bit more adventurous sometimes. When you get deeper into relationships... It becomes.
I feel like it's like a. If it was on a graph, it'd be like a U.
So yeah, it does like a U.
Very adventurous. Yeah. Then you become like a monk, and then towards the end, you have to try out so many things to.
Yeah. Then
keep
you start
things
doing
alive,
what?
And then you start like
what
wanking off gorillas and having weird.
You start putting your pee hole in different holes. That you're saying.
Oh, like golf. we used to wee in the golf course.
You legend.
At the girls' school now.
Okay, we also, there's a TikTok that's been, has divided opinion this week. We've just had a TikTok.
Are you head of TikTok?
Yeah, I'm head of TikTok. So basically, there's a TikTok going around where a girl called Miss Nikki has said, wait till boys find out we don't feel it being on top. Someone has replied saying, wait till the girls find out we only let them go on top because we don't feel it and we last longer. This is a big discussion,
wow.
Right?
So divisive.
So there's some comments underneath. If this isn't the biggest lie that I've ever heard...
Is that from a guy or a girl?
That's from a girl. It's just hard to focus on the feeling when you're concentrating on doing all the work.
Right.
And another one is, thought this was just me, not going to lie. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
Are you a lazy lover?
Or
are you like a little rabbit, little jackhammer?
I think I've changed over the years.
To what? From what to what?
I think I was selfish.
I think before what you did you expended a lot of energy in the wrong direction.
Yep.
Now you expend very little energy, in the right direction. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
You've gone from...
Being a selfish lover.
You've gone from... Who's like really bad at sex?
That I had sex with?
No. That would be interesting. Who's notoriously bad at shagging? Any like famous people?
Sam Thompson.
So you've gone from Sam Thompson to James Bond. Or Austin Powers. You're now Austin Powers.
Do you think you're good in bed?
Terrible.
What would you give yourself out of it? What would you give yourself out of 10?
Terrible at sleeping. I'm not going to rate myself. I don't know.
Shall I phone up? No, I'm not going to do it. Just not going to do it.
Phone up who?
I don't know. Phone up my friend who does it for me. What? Anyway.
But back to that. Do you think that's true? Do you think girls don't feel it on top? In fact, why don't we ask the listeners?
Okay, listeners, yeah, we want to hear from you. That's exactly right. We want to hear from you. If you think this is because, I don't know, like for a guy, I think it's all right. I think it's pretty good, right? I don't know for a girl, maybe.
I think it's good to have variation, right? So you're on top 1 minute and then they're on top the next.
Yeah.
Maybe not a minute in between because that's too quick a turnaround, but like.
I just licked my lips at you while you were saying
really,
that. Sound. I know, I
really
didn't need to do
it.
My lips were dry like and lion. I licked them at you looking at you.
Like a lion, he's just seen like a steak.
I don't know why, I suddenly caught myself licking my lips at you and panicked.
Yeah, don't do
we
that
want again. To hear from you, listeners. What do you think? First, I want to hear if being on top is good for girls, if it's good for guys. I also want to hear favourite sex positions, favourite sex stories, gruesome stories, hilarious sex stories. Send them through to us.
What's your favourite position? Fetal. Just crying.
Don't mind.
I'm sorry.
Don't mind the old.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Do you still love me?
Send us through your stories, everything that we want to hear from you. Contact at privatepartspodcast.com or slide into our DMs at privatepodcast. Click our link tree. Have a little read.
My ears hurt. Sorry.
All right. All right, big guy. All right, that's enough of that nonsense. Hey, listen, we're back for another Friday episode, so stick around for that. Comment on our...
Who's coming up?
JLS?
No.
Hey.
Yes.
We got JLS.
I know. You were like... I've never seen you so excited.
Four of the JLS
guys. You were doing
guys.
Backflips in your living room.
So was Ashton Marigold.
Marigold?
Marigold. That's his surname. Marigold. Merry Mounts
Very
of
good.
God. Okay, guys, we're going to stop that. Hey, so have a great day. Enjoy it. Whatever you want to do, peace out, be safe, and become carbon neutral like we are.
Just turn off all your diesel generators and have sex.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.